But as well as that, we have the joy of learning about something from the Bible when we meet at a holiday club. And this year, we're going to be learning about the amazing story of Joseph, which comes from right from the beginning of the Bible. Okay. Now, it's probably no surprise to you to know they didn't have cars back then, back in Joseph's time. But we're in our theme here, Wreck and Rescue. And as you probably noticed, all the car parts everywhere. And I've got a car video to start you off. So what you've got to try and do, okay, it's a bit like one of those what happens next type deals. You've got to try and figure out for me what is happening here, okay? Watch carefully. So, what do you think was happening there? What was going on? Yeah?
The car was going too fast. It was trying to go backwards. Then just bumped into
the wall. So you think someone was driving, it was going backwards out of control, going too fast? Eben?
They didn't put the handbrake down.
So we haven't got the handbrake down. Okay, anyone else? Yeah?
He wasn't looking backwards. I think there's something wrong with the car. It's probably broken.
Okay, so we've got broken handbrake. Do you think he was in there if the handbrake was off? So even saying that, there's no one in it. Shall we watch what happens next? Yes. 20 minutes later, here comes the driver. He's looking for his car, look. Hang on. What's he doing there? That's a little look behind. Bit of damage. Don't know what he's checking there, but then look, goes in, even. Handbrake off. Oh, he left the handbrake off, didn't he? What a silly Billy. So there was no one in the car. He left the handbrake off. So well done, even. You're right. We'll get him a sweet later for that, right? What a daft bloke. Now, hopefully it's not like that, guys, when you're in your cars, is it? You are sat in the back and you can see the grown-up in the front and you can see they're driving the car, can't you? They're in control, yeah? Now, maybe sometimes they go around a corner a bit fast, they put the brakes on quite suddenly and you might think, oh, it feels a bit out of control, but you know that they're there and they're in control. And that's a bit like what our story is like this week. It looks at times like no one's in control, but God is still in charge. So at the start of the drama, God made a promise to Abraham, didn't he? He promised Abraham that he was going to make it so that God's people would enjoy living with God as their king. God's people would enjoy living with God as their king. Sometimes when you're in the car, go back to you sitting in the car with your grown-ups in the front, and do they sometimes have a map on the screen? Yeah? And you know where you're going, don't you, from that map? And there's like this little red flag thing here when you're going to get to where you're going. Now, my boys play this game when I'm driving the car of the first one to spot this. So when we start getting to the destination, they're both watching the screen like this, and the first time they see it, they shout, "I've seen it!" Okay? So do you want to play that? Okay, so you've got to pay attention, okay? We're going to drive around on a map, and when you see this, shout and put your hand up and say, "I've seen it," okay? Leaders, keep an eye out. We can give a sweet to the person who wins. Here we go. We're going from the Basingstoke MOT Tyre Centre to Hampshire Car Buyers, by the way. I think it was you. Well done. Good spot. Should I do another one real quick? There's our destination. Yeah, well done. So down here, you got that one right. Right, let's do another one quickly. All right, keep your eye out. This time we're going from fixed auto to HB cars. Keeping it on theme, you know. You haven't seen it yet. Hands down. Good luck picking out who won that one. Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, listen. You guys are good at this. You guys are good at this. Brilliant. Well done. So God's promise to Abraham is a bit like God saying that, okay? He's saying that this is where we're going. This is the destination. Let's go in forward gear and zoom forward a couple of hundred years now to the start of our story. Abraham's son was called, grandson was Jacob, and he had 12 sons, and one of those was called? Joseph. Well done, yeah, you guys are awake. Joseph. And Joseph had what? What did God give Joseph? Hands up. You remember? Yeah? What did God give Joseph? I'll give you a clue. It didn't happen when he was awake. Yeah? A dream! He gave him a dream. Now, God often spoke through dreams in the Bible, okay? And when he gives someone two dreams, a double dream, that means the same thing. That means that's definitely going to happen, okay? And Joseph had two dreams, didn't he? Can anyone remember what those dreams were? Freddie? Something bowing down to him. Can you remember what? Yeah? Yeah. Well done. Yes, well done. You're absolutely right. It was the brothers. Well done. But it was the 11 stars. There was the second dream. Can anyone remember what it was that was in the second dream? Bit tricky, yeah? It was, no, I'll give you this one. It was wheat, like sheaves of wheat bowing down to him as well. So two dreams that meant the same thing. And both these dreams mean the same thing. This is God telling Joseph that he is God's chosen ruler. He is God's chosen ruler. That one day, even his own family will bow down to him. And why? Because God is going to use him to keep his promises. He's going to use Joseph to get to his destination. And I've got a road here to show us. God using Joseph to get all the way across to the destination. Now, that's a pretty big thing to be told in a dream, isn't it? But Joseph trusted God, and he told his brothers about the dream. Now, were his brothers happy about that? No, they weren't. They were like, bro, what are you on about? Now, let's be honest. Joseph wasn't exactly a likely ruler, wasn't he? He wasn't, I don't know if you remember, he wasn't the oldest brother, who would normally be in charge, wouldn't they? But he also wasn't the youngest brother either, who can sometimes be treated as a bit special. In fact, he was brother number 11 of 12. Now, imagine your little brother or sister, or maybe a younger cousin or something, coming to you and saying, you're going to bow down to me. You'd probably react, yeah, a little bit the same way, wouldn't you? Or imagine someone in year two gets made head teacher for the day. Or the sub goalie in a football team gets made captain. It's not expected, is it? So Joseph's brothers, they hated him, and they rejected him. But think of our promise, and think of the road to our promise, that they are rejecting God's chosen ruler, and therefore, they're rejecting the way that God is going to keep his promises. Now, can anyone remember for me, what were some of the ways that the brothers rejected Joseph? Some of the things they did. Yes? They threw him in a well, didn't they? Absolutely. That was a pretty mean thing to do, wasn't it? They threw him in a well. Anything else? Yeah. Yes, they sold him to some traders. Well remembered. Anything else? Yeah. They put blood on his coat. And that was to pretend to his dad that he was dead. What a horrible thing to do that is. But can you remember, before they even did that, what they wanted to do originally? Yeah? They considered killing him, didn't they? They wanted to kill him. Terrible brothers. Yeah, well done. You remembered everything there. Now, it looks like, when you look at that, it looks like everything's gone wrong, doesn't it? How can Joseph be God's chosen ruler if he is rejected? God's plan to get to the destination seems like that car out of control that no one's driving. How are God's people going to get to their destination? But remember, the destination is God's promise. A promise! And God always keeps his promises. God is in charge. He's still driving the car, even if it looks like he isn't. And a little teaser for you for tomorrow. You might remember at the end of the drama, we saw that actually who he was sold to was Potiphar, was an important person in Egypt. And that's a key point you'll see tomorrow, that God is still in control. Even he's guiding every twist and turn. And tomorrow, you'll get to see a little bit more about when we get to how we get to the destination. Okay. Just before your craft, we were looking, weren't we, at the story of Joseph and how God gave Joseph two dreams, showing him that he was God's chosen ruler and that he had a special plan. God had a special plan to use his chosen ruler, Joseph, to get us to the destination. Can anyone remember what the destination was? Yeah? It's a tricky one to remember, so I'm going to keep repeating it so you can see if you can keep it in your minds. It's that God's people would enjoy living with God as their king. God's people would enjoy living with God as their king. But that was how we were going to get there. But what happened? What went wrong? Yeah? Oh, well, you're doing well. Amazing, mate. That's amazing. You're skipping out. I think you're on about day three there, I think. That's fantastic. Really great work. But yeah, you're absolutely right. They chucked him in prison. They rejected him, didn't they? He was rejected by his brothers because the brothers didn't want him to rule over them. And as a result, they were rejecting God's plans and his promises. And it left us knowing that God's in control, because we know God's in control. He keeps his promises. But wondering, in all this mess, how is he going to fulfill his promises? Now, you might remember at the end of the drama, Hamish and Bonnie said, "But Granny, how is this all about Jesus?" It's not a very good impression of them, sorry. How is this about Jesus? Well, let's find out, because Joseph's story is true, okay? It happened. Happened in real life in history, when all the pyramids and the sphinxes and stuff that you see at school, that really happened. But God put it in the Bible for us to point us to someone even greater than Joseph. God's ultimate chosen ruler, Jesus. Now, some of you may or may not have heard of Jesus, but he was not just a normal bloke, okay? Joseph, he was great, really great, but he was a normal bloke. Jesus was the Son of God. He was God come to earth. And he proved this. He did things that no one else could do, like amazing miracles. He healed the sick. He even brought people back to life. Now, as with Joseph, this really happened in real life, in history. And it showed us that he was the Son of God and that he was God's ultimate chosen ruler, and he was the one to get us to the final destination, the promise to Abraham that God's people would enjoy living with God as their king. Jesus came to finally fulfill that forever and for everyone, and that includes you and me. And I've got another road, look, for us. That Jesus is going to get us to that promise, to that final destination. But Just like Joseph, Jesus doesn't look like, well, he's a bit of an unlikely ruler, as we saw with Joseph. And so, just like Joseph's brothers rejected him, people reject Jesus. They rejected him, and they still reject him now. They don't like his message. They don't want him as their king. They don't want to be ruled by him. And so, they're rejecting God's plan, just like the brothers did, to fulfill his promises. And that includes us. We reject God's plan too. We are like the brothers in the story. That's not a nice thought, is it? And maybe you're thinking to me, John, what are you on about? I don't reject Jesus. I don't reject God's plan. But we all have things that we do when we want to be our own king, when we want to do our own thing. We don't want to be ruled by anyone. Or maybe we have things that we love so much, we want them to be our king instead of Jesus. And you'll have the chance to talk about all the things that we do in your discussion groups in a moment with your leaders. So as with Joseph, we're left thinking here, though, well, how can Jesus be God's chosen king, his chosen ruler, if he's rejected? How is Jesus going to get us to the destination? But remember, the destination is God's promise. A promise! And God always keeps his promises. So God is in charge. And we're going to see this week how, as we'll see with Joseph, how God is working through all the mess and all the rejection to get to the destination, God's promise to enjoy living with God as our King.